second year of the presidency of John Quincy Adams, when DeWitt Clinton was governor of the great state of New York, with James Talmadge Jr. serving as lieutenant governor, followed by Nathaniel Pitcher, and Charles Manners Sutton was the Archbishop of Canterbury and head of the Anglican Communion. The word of God came to Isabella, daughter of James and Elizabeth Bomfrey, in the wilderness of slavery in West Park, New York. God's word to Isabella was that, though born into slavery, by virtue of being human, her birthright was freedom. God's word to Isabella was that the blackness of her skin was as precious to her creator as the whiteness of her owners. God's word to Isabella was that, born a woman, she was as strong and brave and true as a man. And on one fine day, after her master failed to honor his promise to free her and to uphold New York's new anti-slavery law, Isabella ran away, or rather, she informed him later, "I did not run away, I walked away." By daylight, on fire with God's word spoken to her, Isabella later changed her name to Sojourner Truth, claiming her identity as God's traveling messenger of truth, a prophet, going around the country and speaking on behalf of the anti-slavery movement and for the rights of both African Americans and women. One day, a group of prominent abolitionists and clergy were gathered at the home of Harriet Beecher Stowe, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin. Stowe was informed that Sojourner Truth had arrived and was waiting downstairs, wanting to talk to her. So Stowe went downstairs. "You heard of me, I reckon?" Sojourner asked. "Yes, I think I have," Stowe said. "You go about lecturing, do you not?" "Yes, honey, that's what I do. And the Lord has made me a sign unto this nation, and I go around a testifying and showing on them their sins against my people." And in 1851, at the Women's Rights Convention in Akron, Ohio, Sojourner Truth delivered her most famous message extemporaneously. And here's an excerpt. "That man over there says that women need to be helped into carriages and lifted over ditches and to have the best place everywhere. Nobody ever helps me into carriages or over mud puddles or gives me any best place. And ain't I a woman? Look at me, look at my arm. I have plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could head me. And ain't I a woman? I could work as much and eat as much as a man when I could get it, and bear the lash as well. And ain't I a woman? I have borne 13 children and seen most all sold off to slavery. And when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman?" And isn't this just God's way? God's way of preparing the way. Since the time of John, son of Zechariah, in the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, to the time of Sojourner Truth, born Isabella Bomfrey in the 19th century, to today, God's word, God's truth, God's light, God's mind and consciousness are made known in and through ordinary human beings, far away from the halls and seats of power and privilege, and often in and through the wilderness of their own lives, reminding us, imploring us, calling us fellow human beings to clear once again a straight path for the living God to reach our hearts, to shine through our lives, to transform and to raise up and to heal our communities so that they may more and more reflect God's dream for all of us, for all of us. Think about it. From whose lips did you first hear the living Word of God? Whose words first sparked your own imagination about the living presence of God and God's boundless love, and what that meant for you, what that demanded of you, and what that called out of you? Was it an emperor type? President? Governor? More likely, perhaps, it was a teacher, a coach, a neighbor, a mentor, a relative, a friend. For me, the living Word of God was spoken and made manifest in a beautiful, simple woman named Lorenza, my grandmother. Her faith and her perseverance and her love of God shone through her daily living and was a mirror for me to reflect on my own life and what it meant to be a follower of Jesus and what that called out of me. So, in the second year of the presidency of Donald Trump, with Larry Hogan as our governor, Boyd Rutherford as our lieutenant governor, Catherine Pugh as our mayor, Eugene Sutton as our diocesan bishop, Michael Curry as our presiding bishop, and Justin Welby as the Archbishop of Canterbury and head of our Anglican Communion, the Word of God came to Aisha, a Baltimore City school principal at Coppin Academy, who alongside other Baltimore City school principals is fighting to ensure that in our future, our greatest treasures, our children and our youth here in Baltimore and across our state get the very best education that we collectively can provide for them, regardless of what neighborhood or zip code that they live in, through the work of the Kerwin Commission and their upcoming report. In the second year of the presidency of Donald Trump, with Larry Hogan as our governor and all those other people that I mentioned in positions of power and authority, the Word of God came to Bill, a retired police officer from New York State, inspired by God's word in his heart to educate and facilitate conversations around racial justice and reconciliation, and talk about difficult things like white privilege, especially among his fellow white American citizens. And in the second year of the presidency of Donald Trump and all those other people in places of power and authority, the Word of God came to Jim, a husband, a father, and grandfather, who wants generations after us to be able to enjoy living in the gift of our planet Earth, and who travels around the country speaking and writing about global warming and how we must repent of the ways and habits to which we have all become accustomed, burning fossil fuels, and instead to invest in clean and sustainable energy for the sake of God's creation and our planet Earth, this fragile island home that we live in. You see, the word repent in Greek is metanoia, which translates as change of mind or perhaps change of consciousness. So we are invited this season once again to realign our thoughts and actions with God's mind and with God's heart and with God's consciousness. The Word of God came to a clergyman named William Sloan Coffin and inspired him with this prayer and blessing, which I'll share now with all of you. May God give you grace never to sell yourself short. Grace to risk something big for something good. grace to remember that the world is too dangerous for anything but truth and too small for anything but love. So how has the word of God been spoken to you recently? What is it calling out of you? And what are you going to do about it? Amen.